And we close our program today with a segment we call Heard on the Street. That's where our producers and reporters bring back interesting sounds and voices they've heard while they're out and about. Today, we go back to the Gathering of Nations, the largest powwow in North America. It was held this past weekend in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Last Friday, we visited with several people who helped run the event. Today, we share with you thoughts from some of the people who attended.
Hi, I'm Angelina Sosa. I'm a member of the Port Gamble Squam Tribe in Washington State. I'm just hoping to see people, like, to be proud of who they are and show them, be like, I'm proud to be this, and this is who I am. Nobody can change it.
My name's Bruce Ironcloud, member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe in South Dakota. I make beadwork, and I make the outfits and for the dancers. Well, it gives me a good feeling because it still makes me believe that all the tribes are hanging on to what they were taught. The thought and what they put into their designs and everything, it's still been handed down from generations, from family to family, so you could still see that. And that's what gets me excited, to know that all these different tribes that we travel to see, they're still hanging on to their identity, which is a very, very good thing.
Merv, Nelson, Navajo, Diné. Well, my brother used to be a powwow dancer and a singer, and he passed away like 10 years ago, so, you know, I feel like, you know, every year I come here, my brother is always here. So, you know, that's why I come every year, you know. I live in Flagstaff, and, you know, I'm surrounded by, you know, all different types of people. And to be here and be among my peoples, you know, that's what I come to see, hang out with my people.
My name is Rick Volume.
Are you a member of a tribe or pueblo yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm here with a group from Vancouver, British Columbia, and we come down every year. Then we do an exchange with a high school in Monument Valley. Mm-hmm. So it broadens that kind of knowledge of their own culture and where they fit in. And I think just traveling and meeting people and the exchange we do with the Navajo is just incredible.
Maya Terralba, Kiowa Tribe of Oklahoma, also Comanche in Wichita. These are my kids here, and we just want them to see the beauty, to see all the many nations here gathering together, and they're so pretty and so colorful, and he's going to dance tomorrow. These two are going to dance, so this will be their first Tiny Tots at the gathering, and that means a lot to us. I want them to see that, you know, our Native people do come together, and they do stick on to their traditions. They do stay with those traditions. And if we can take a part of that we've seen here and take it home, then, you know, that's all worth it.
Voices from this year's Gathering of Nations powwow. It was held in Albuquerque, New Mexico last weekend. Our thanks to Sarah Gustavos from member station KUNM for collecting these interviews. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.